This week's devotion is called God's Promises Are Sure by Pastor Eric Brown from Trinity Hersher. I'd like to look at Genesis 28, 10 to 17, particularly verse 15. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Jacob's ladder is one of those popular images from the Old Testament that is wonderful, but when I hear people talk about it, I tend to cringe. Why? Because typically we miss the point. Over and over, people talk about climbing Jacob's ladder, working our way closer to God, step by step, rung by rung, or something like that. This completely misses the point. Jacob is on the run. Jacob has just received the blessing and promise that the Messiah would come from his line instead of from Esau. Now Esau wants to kill him. Jacob's not an outdoorsman. In fact, he's on the run from his crafty hunter brother who far surpasses him in the field. And then there is the vision of the ladder. But it's not that Jacob is supposed to work his way up to the Lord. Nope. God's angels are going up and down, doing their business, keeping everything under control. And the Lord reminds Jacob that he himself will be with Jacob and that he himself will keep his promises. The ladder isn't meant to urge Jacob to get to work and fix things. It is a reminder that the God who has promised Jacob good things is diligently at work for Jacob. Likewise, you. Christ Jesus has made promises to you. He has promised to be with you. He has promised to forgive you your sins and raise you from the dead and give you everlasting life. And this is not something that you must earn, that you must somehow climb a ladder to heaven. Good night, how many steps would that be? It is something that he will do because he is faithful and trustworthy and will keep his promise to you. Doesn't mean that life will be easy and peachy. Jacob's story got wild and woolly, ours may too. Yet the promises of God remain true. The promise to Jacob that the Messiah would come, and the promise from that same Messiah that he will come again with forgiveness, salvation, and life for you. Christ Jesus is for you. Have a great week in him. To God be the glory. Amen.